The National Lawyers Guild tells CBS 2 News that the three men charged have done nothing wrong, that the NATO protesters only had beer-making equipment in the Bridgeport apartment where they were arrested.
There is absolutely no evidence that's been brought before any of us regarding Molotov cocktails or any criminal activity that was going on in this building.
But police say they were making Molotov cocktails, but they won't say much more.
It's an ongoing investigation that is not completed. We are not going to talk about it.
9 men were arrested in the Wednesday night raid, but only 3, all from out of state, were charged. 20-year-old Brian Church, 24-year-old Jared Chase, and 24-year-old Brian Betterly were charged with conspiring to commit terrorism. Brandis Friedman, News Radio, WBBM.